As we know, people from lots of historically underrepresented groups are now becoming more politically active. Women and minorities, for example, are among those fielding more candidates for public office. Another group is scientists. A political action committee launched in the summer of 2016 is now recruiting candidates from among those in the scientific fields around Boston. Leading the effort is chemist Shaughnessy Naughton, who founded the political action committee called 314. Action.
314 are the first three digits of pi, which is a ratio used throughout the sciences. And we thought that was a good way to indicate our support of folks from all fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, and their pursuit of elected office.
You're in Boston to talk to local scientists about running for office. Tell us about some of the conversations you've been having with them.
The common refrain I hear from people is that I have to do something. You know, the attacks on science didn't start with the Trump administration, but it certainly has been a catalyst for getting scientists to go beyond just advocacy and getting involved in the electoral process.
As I understand it, you're a chemist and an entrepreneur. You decided to run for Congress in Pennsylvania in 2014 and 2016. How did that experience lead you to start this PAC? What was the genesis?
Well, what I discovered was there's a real lack of people with scientific and technical backgrounds in elected office. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is the culture. I think traditionally scientists have looked at politics and thought of science as above politics, which it should be.
You're saying they were holding their nose.
Well, I think that times have changed. And what we've seen is that politicians are unembarrassed to meddle in science. And the way we push back against that is to claim a seat at the table and to have scientists as policymakers.
And you've been finding more scientists willing to do that.
Yes. Last year, we had over 7,000 scientists reach out to us to announce their intention to run for public office.
We are coming up on the anniversary of the March for Science. We had one here in Boston. One of the speakers, Garciela Mohammadi, a local scientist and educator, rang the alarm about the cut in science education funding, among other issues. Let's take a short listen.
We are living in a time when science and public education are being attacked on a fundamental level.
Is that a feeling common among scientists right now?
There's a realization that we need to give, especially primary educators, better resources to teach math and science. We know that by inspiring young children, it encourages them to pursue careers in the sciences. And we know that a lot of the jobs of the future are going to require those type of education. So there is concern and focus on bringing greater resources to science education.
What are some of the other top issues that scientists are telling you they're concerned about or that you're concerned about?
Well, one of the top issues is the environment and climate change. You know, we have seen a retreat from American leadership on climate change and mitigating its effects on us. This is an opportunity for the United States to take a leadership role in a low-carbon future. But we can't do that without the focus by the federal government.
Pardon the pun, but politics, of course, is not an exact science. And it's often hard to distill a policy problem into a correctly calculated answer. Relationships and interest groups can get in the way. Perceptions are muddied up. So as a scientist, how do you deal with often messy politics?
Well, it can be quite challenging. I mean, politicians are very good at being absolutely sure of whatever they're saying, regardless of whether the facts are with them or not, and speaking in short sound bites. You know, part of what we do is work with scientists to help break down complex concepts into more manageable bites for people to understand.
Are you hoping to influence the 2018 midterm congressional elections?
We are. We're currently working with about 30 candidates running for federal office. We've endorsed 12 so far, and we expect to endorse 20 or so races by the midterms.
Shaughnessy Naughton, thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Shaughnessy Naughton leads 314 Action, a political action committee helping scientists run for public office.